Today's daf is Shavuos daf Chof Vav, and we are on the top line of daf Chof Vav Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah on daf Chof Hey brought a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva regarding the korban oilav yoyre that one has to bring if he violates Shavuos bitui b'shoykik. The Masechta began Shavuos shtayim shein arba. It's the name of the third parak as well. The parak we're learning, parak Shavuos Shtayim Basra, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. And what's the Shtayim Shein Arba? Two examples of korban oil of yoyred for Shavuos Bitoy that are mefurish in the Torah, and two that we know midrasha that are not mefurish in the Torah. The two that are mefurish is lahara ulehetev. If somebody swears that he'll do something good, or he swears that he'll do something bad, such as Shavuos Sha'oichel or Shavuos Shaloi Oichel, if it's lahara ilahetiv in the future tense, that's the Shavuos Bitoy, that's mefurish in the Torah. What's not mefurish in the Torah is if it was in the Avar. A person, again, will swear lahara ilahetiv, but not in the future tense, but rather in the past tense. So not Shavuos Sha'oichel or Shavuos Shaloi Oichel, but rather Shavuos Sha'ochalti or Shavuos Shaloi Ochalti. There too, the Mishnah said, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, the halacha is, if somebody violated this Shavuos Bitoy B'shoigeg, the halacha is, he would have to bring a carbon oil of a yoyre. But that clearly implies that even though the pasuk says Lahara Ilahetiv, in the past tense, Shavuos Sha'ochalti and Shavuos Shaloi Ochalti is also subject to the laws of carbon oil of a yoyre. Stating that, we saw right in the beginning of the Masechta, and it's something that came up several times, more notably in the Mishnah, Daf Chof Hey Amud Aleph, that really the machlokes shnuya, it's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara said right in the beginning of the Masechta, Reisha Rabbi Akiva, V'sefer Rabbi Shmuel. So this halacha of Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, this halacha that Shavuos Bitui is subject to Ilva Yared, even on a Shavuos Lashavar, is really the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel argues the Mishnah described a Shakla Vitaria Bekitzer. The Gemara is now going to mention a Braisa that discusses it in somewhat detail. Tanu Rabbanon, from the pasuk, it sounds like the only time a Shavuos Bitoy will be subject to the laws of Oyla V'yoyreid is if it's either Lahara or Lehetiv, meaning it's either a good thing or a bad thing. How do you know if it's neither good or bad? So Shavuos Sha'oichel is a good thing. Shavuos Shaloi Oichel, certainly a bad thing. What if it's not good and it's not bad? Rashi's example, top line, if somebody swears I'm going to throw a rock into the sea, it's not a good thing, but it's also not a bad thing. How do you know if somebody violates that shvua, he's subject to the laws of Eilu V'yari, Talmud Leimar? We learn it from the fact that the pasuk says, Oy nefesh kisi shova levate bisfasayim. It's mashma, regardless, mikol mokim, like Rashi says, whether it's lahara or lehetiv, or not lahara oy lehetiv, if it's kisi shava lebatev esvasayim, the loch is going to be subject to the oil of yard. Now the posik that describes lahara oy lehetiv is describing a shvua that was made about something you will or will not do in the future. How do you know if it was a shvua? The posik concludes and says the words l'chayla sheyavate adam b'shvua. It's all in the same posik. That's extra l'rabois, even in the avar. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, Lahora oy lehetiv lahaba. No, the pasuk says, Lahora lehetiv. We're talking about a shvua lehaba, oichel, loy oichel, not achalti, velo achalti. And it's for that reason, it's only in a shvua lehaba where you have the halachas of oil of yoyrit. But if it's a shvua lechava, you're not going to have the halachas of oil of yoyrit. Amr Rabbi Akiva, imkein, if so, meaning, if you hold it's only a shvua lehaba, so what does that mean? It means you don't darshan, lechela sheyevate. So if you don't darshan that pasuk, then in liyelu dvarim sheyesh b'matov v'arav, dvarim shein ben arav v'atov minayin, then you shouldn't darshan the beginning of the pasuk either. Oy nefesh kisi shava levate b'svasayim. And how do you know that if a person makes a shvua that's not lahara and it's not lehetiv, kegoin she'ezrek tzor liyam, that he's going to be subject to the shvua? Meaning, Rabbi Akiva held that if you darshan one of the drushes in the pasuk, you should have to darshan both. And if you don't darshan one, that means you can't darshan any. So to the extent that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't darshan from the second part of the pasuk, l'choy l'ashe yivat adam b'shvua, to teach me that not only is there oil of a yard in a shvua l'abba, there's also oil of a yard for a shvua l'sha'avar, then how does he know to darshan the beginning of the pasuk to tell me that there's an oil of a yard, even if it's not lahara, it's not lehetiv, but rather it's something in significant. He told him, no, the first ribui I do hold. He told him, how could you have one and not have the other? It doesn't seem like Rabbi Shmuel answered. So l'chura, Rabbi Kiva ends off with a good taina, that how could you darshan to tell me that lahara ulehetiv is lavdafka, meaning even if it's something like Ezra Tzorliyan, and not darshan that lahara ulehetiv is lavdafka to be marba in the avar she'achalti v'shaloyachalti, Rabbi Yechon said, I'll explain to you the beer, the fundamental principle underlying this machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel, she misses Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. Rabbi Shmuel, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Chunya ben Akana, show you Torah, she's called Torah Kul Bechlal Prat. He used the darshan the Torah, Bechlal Uprat, Iyu Nami Dorish Bechlal Uprat. Rabbi Akiva, however, she's Nachem Ishgamzu, she's called Torah Kul Bribu Amir. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Nachem Ishgamzu, who used the darshan the Torah, Beriboy Umiut, Iyu Nami Dorish, he too darshan the Torah, he too darshin beribu yamir. Incidentally, it's interesting. We know Rabbi Shmuel Leimer b'shloish esrei midos atayr nedrashes bahen, and klalu prat is featured very prominently. It's three or four of the yud gamur midos shatayr nedrashes bahen. Now you know the rest of the story. Where'd Rabbi Shmuel get the klalu prat? Several of the yud gamur midos shatayr nedrashes bahen. He heard it from his Rebbe Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana. So it's interesting. We don't have that much from Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, but really these. Some of the Yud Gimel Midrash Atayin Adreshes Ben, which underpins so many halachos, chamurais, and shas, really is attributed to the great Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Rabbi Akiva, however, he darshan not klal pratu klal. He darshan ribui miut, and who did he get it from? He got it from his Rebbe, Nochem Ish Gamzu. Nochem Ish Gamzu, of course, was called Nochem Ish Gamzu because he used to say Gamzu L'toiva. Rabbi Akiva used to say Kol Ma'adavid Rachmanu L'tavavid. Torah that we've spoken about in the past, the income of Kaimel Harach. But what's this machloik is whether you say klal prat or whether you say ribui miyot. One mahalach of how to darshan any pasuk that's introduced with a general statement, prat, and then either with a general statement or not a general statement in the end, is the mandama that darshan's klal prat holds that if you have a klal prat, ein bechlal elo masha beprat. So the prat limits the klal to whatever the prat is. If there's a klal after the prat, if it's now a klal prat to klal, the second klal comes to be marba, comes to add on to the prat. What is it marba? Anything that's ke'ena prat. So klal u prat, ein bechlal elo masha beprat. Klal prat u klal, ein beprat elo, or ein beklal elo ke'en masha beprat. That's how you dodge in klal u prat, that's how you dodge in klal prat u klal. What's ribui miut? Or riboy miyot riboy, that would mean that the same words that the man of the darshan klal uprat, he looks at differently. He doesn't call the klal a klal, he calls it a rib. He doesn't call the prat a prat, he calls it a miyot. It's the same words, it's a matter of semantics. But at the same time, in terms of how you look at it from a halacha standpoint, the man of that holds riboy miyot holds ein beriboy elo ke'ein masha b'miyot. So that a riboy miyot, l'man de darish ribui umiyuti, is the equivalent of a klal prat u klal, l'man d'dorish klal u prat. So every ribui miut, you already have ke'ein masha b'miut. You already have ke'ein masha b'prat. If there's a second ribui, then it has to be marba more than ke'ein masha b'prat. What could be more than ke'ein masha b'prat? So the rule is we're marba everything, and we're just memayit one thing. You can't not be memayit anything, because then what's the miut for? So we're marba everything, we're memayit one thing. So again, if you owe klal prat u klal, klal u prat, ein bechlal elo masha beprat. The klal is limited to the prat. Klal prat to klal, you marba everything that's ke'en prat. If you hold ribui miyot, then ribui miyot ein ber miyot or ein ber ribui elo ke'en masha bemiyot. If you hold ribui miyot, ribui, you marba everything, you only memayit one thing. Says the Gemara, this machleik is Rosh Rabbi Yakiva. Whether the shvua is bitoy, carbon of a yoyrit. First shvul l'sha'avar is tali, and this machloik is, and it's l'shita sayu. Rabbi Shmuel, darshan's klal prat to klal, of course, from the famous braisa of Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, he was a Talmud Rabbi Chaim, and Akano used to darshan klal prat to klal, whereas Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Nochem Ish Gamzu, and he darshan ribui miyut ribui. Says the Gemara, my Rabbi Akiva, the darshan ribui miyuti, the tanya we learned to the braisa, Inefesh kisi shava, this pasuk is a ribui. So the pasuk begins with a ribui, Inefesh kisi shava. Then it says, Lahara elehetiv. Miut. L'chayla sheyevata adam chazav a ribo. Ribo miut v'ribo. What's the halacha? Ribo yakoil. My ribo, ribo kol mili. We marba everything. My miut, one thing. What's the one thing that we're going to be mayat? Miut var mitzvah. We're going to be mayat that if somebody swears to be mevatel a mitzvah, that shvua is not going to be a shvua. But anything else, Meaning, even a regular Shvuas Bitui of Lahara Lehetiv in the Ovar will be included. Rabbi Shmuel, Darish Klal Uprat. Oy Nefesh Kisi Shavu Levat B'Sevasayim is a Klal. Lahara Lehetiv is a Prat. L'chayla She'ivat Adam Chaz of a Klal. Klal Uprat Uklal Iyat Udon Elokein Aprat. Ma HaPrat Mefurish Labo Af Kol Lehabo. He Darishin's Klal Prat Uklal. Klal Prat Uklal is much less inclusive than Riboy Miyat Riboy. Because Riboy Miyat Riboy is Marba everything with the exception of one thing. Klal Prat Uklal is Marba but only Kain Masha Beprat. So therefore, Ahani Klala, the Klal works La Suya Filu Dvarim She'em Ben Harava Tova, but only Lahaba. The Kain Masha Beprat tells me that if it's a Shvua Lahaba, similar to Lahara Lahetiv, will be Marva everything. What does everything mean? Even if it's not Ra, even if it's not Toiv, even Kagan Shvua She'ezrek Tzor Liyan, or Loy Ezrek Tzor Liyan, even that will be included. But at the same time, Ahani Prato, Lemu'ute Yafilu Dvorim, She'yesh Bem Harav, Atova L'Shavar. But the Prat is going to be Mamayit and tell me that there's no carbon oil for a Shvua's Bitoy if it's a Shvua L'Shavar. Says the Gemara Epechana. How do you know to be Marba Dvarim she'ein ben harav atava dvarim shol rishus in the osid? Maybe let's be marba dvarim that are ra and toiv in the avar. Amar Rab Yitzchak gedum yad lahara lehetiv, similar to lahara lehetiv, because that's something that's misha yisurim mishum bayachal dvarim. The only loisase, and we're discussing the oil of yared, but as it relates to the loisase component of the shvua, the only lav you have by lahara lehetiv is bayachal dvarim yotzes hazu, as opposed to a shvua lisha avar she'ein yisurim mishum bayachal dvarim. There is Bayachal Dvarai, but it's not only Bayachal Dvarai, Ela Mishum Baltas Shakru. Over there, you also over the Isser Baltas Shakru. So, being that you have the Isser of Shvua Sheker, so it's not as similar to a Shvua, meaning Rabbi Yishmol held that a Shvua Lisha Avar and a Shvua and the Asid are fundamentally different. And what makes them fundamentally different? A Shvua Lisha Avar has Baltas Shakru, like the Shavu Bashmila Sheker. A Shvua and the Asid does not have Baltas Shakru. As opposed to the Chilik between a Shvua of Ra and Taiv versus a shvua of something that's neither ra nor toiv, even though they're not identical, but they're not fundamentally different. So therefore, when you're going to be marba ke'en masha beprat, you know you have to be marba something because you have a klal prat to klal. You also know you can't be marba everything because ahani prata, you also have a prat. So it makes more sense to be marba something that's more similar. What's more similar? The shvua and the asid. Why is that more similar? Because atzad ha-shava shabahem, between the two shvuas and the asid, is that they both don't have bal teshakru, as opposed to the Shvul Avar that has Baal Tishakru. Zokta Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchok, Barabin Omar, Omakro, the Pasuk says, Oy Nefesh, Kisi Shova, Levate Besfosayim, Misha Shvul Kedemes Labitoy. Another Makar for why Rabbi Shmuel would hold that there's no carbon oil of a yard for a Shvul's Bitoy Beshoigig Lishavar, because the Pasuk says, Kisi Shova, Levate Besfosayim. What does it sound like? First the person swore, and then afterwards it played itself out. Misha shvua koydemes labitoy, veloisha habitoy koydemes lishvua. Meaning yotza ze ochalti veloya chalti shamaisa koydem lishvua. It sounds like only a shvua with a shvua is koydem lamaisa. So a person swears he's going to do something and then he violates the shvua. But if a person swears that he did something and then we find out that he violated the shvua, that means the maisa had already happened. And being that it already happened, the mashmo is says misha shvua koydemes labitoy veloisha habitoy. Bitoy kaidemes lishvua exa. Zok the Gemara weiter. Next sugya. Tanu Rabbanan ha'adam b'shvua prat la'oynis. So these four words have reverberated in Kaisley Beis Medrash for hundreds of years. And these four words of ha'adam b'shvua prat la'oynis, the simonim in Birch HaShmuel from a Baruch Per, a lot of shiurim have been given. It's a very, very intense line. Seems rather edel. Ha'adam b'shvua prat la'oynis. But unfortunately, it's outside the scope of what we do, so we're just going to do what we do. So what does it mean? Ha'odam b'shvua prat la'onus. Says Rashi, ha'odam b'shvua, she'yehe odam b'shah shvua, she'yehe liboy olav. A person needs, in order for a shvua to be chal, that at the time that he made the shvua, liboy olav, he was thinking clearly. Meaning he was sober, he was miyushav, he was in a half-decent place. He makes a shvua, she'oichal, she'loyoichal, she'ochalti, v'she'loyoichalti. That shvua has legal ramifications. Prat la'anus. However, if a person at the time that he made the shvua was ein li by olav, in that case, the shvua is not going to be chal. So ha'adam b'shvua prat la'anus. Zok d'gemara, v'nelam. When the pasuk says, v'nelam, the only time you bring an oil of a yoyret for shvua's bitoy is if it was b'shoigig. There had to be some element of halama. Prat la'mezeh. Meaning, if a person would bemazed violate a shvuah, of course he wouldn't bring a carbon oil of a yerid. The only time you bring a carbon oil of a yerid is if it was vanilla. Additionally, mimenu, it says vanilla mimenu, shenisal mimenu shvuah. The only time you bring a carbon oil of a yerid is if the halama was the shvuah itself. Meaning, what the person forgot was the shvuah. Yachol shenisal mimenu chefetz. I would have thought that if he didn't forget the shvuah, he forgot the chefetz, he should be subject to an oil of a yerid. Talmud lemer b'shvuah vanilla al helam shvuah chayiv ene chayiv al helam chefetz. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain it now from here until the bottom of the yomid. But zok the Gemara. The first halach of this brisa said was amar mar ha'adam b'shvuah prat la'anas, that the only time a shvuah has any legal ramifications is if the person was an adam at the time that he made the shvuah. Again, Rashi says sheyehei adam b'shas shvuah. See, when a person's lev is not with them, when a person is not thinking clearly, he's not an adam. What separates a man from a behemoth? It's that a person has the ability to think. But a behemoth that doesn't have the ability to think, that behemoth is not considered adam. So, adam b'shvuah. A person has to be an adam at the time that he makes the shvuah. So, what's an example of something that's nismai, something that's excluded because it's not considered adam b'shvuah? So, the Gemara, Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi, Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi, we're sitting with Rav. So Rav Kahana and Rav Asi were both talmidim of Rav, and they were arguing about what they heard from their Rebbe Rav. I mean, Rav had given shir, and Rav Asi said that Rav said azoy, and Rav Kahana said Rav said azoy, and they were getting very into it, they were getting very animated, and they got up and they swore. Rav Asi said, I swear this is what Rav said. And Rav Kahana said, I swear that this is what Rav said. Now, one of them was wrong, because they were both swearing to the opposite. They finally came to Rav. So Rav was machriya. Rav said that this is what I said. Just hit me that maybe Rav, who always spoke b'loshen k'tzara, the Rambam says about Rav, Amru all of our Rav, Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, shelo yisach sicha b'teilo kol yomav. Rav says, lo ilum yishana adam lev talmida b'derech k'tzara. Gemara p'sachin daf gimel amud beis. It could be Rav, who used to speak b'derech k'tzara. Maybe that's why his talmida weren't sure sometimes. Right? If you repeat yourself a lot, there's not a lot of room for ambiguity. But if you speak b'derech k'tzara, then I guess there is. But either way, so Rav's talmidim were arguing. Shvuasa the hachi amarav. Shvuasa the hachi amarav. So the Gemara says Rav came and Rav said exactly what he said. So Amalei Yidach, the other person, meaning the one that was wrong, said, "I know b'shikri ishtaboy. Oy vey. I realize now I just swore b'sheker. Shvuah sheker is a big deal. We're learning the sugyas now." Amalei, so he told him, "No, you were an oynes. Lipcha anoscha. You were an oynes. Meaning the only reason you swore b'sheker was because you thought that this is what I said. But had you not thought so, you wouldn't have sworn this way." So it comes out that you're not a person that swore b'mezid. You're not even a shaygig. We look at you as an oynes because libcha anoscha, your lave somehow was ma'anis you. It forced you into making this mistake. We deem you as an oynes. This is the chiddush of a adam b'shvuah prat l'oynes, and the example that the Gemara gives is a very, very big chiddush, and it's obviously something that's sarach bir, but as we said before, we mentioned the Gemara, there's simonim and brich shmul, and obviously there's a tilim of lumdus to explain pashup shan in this Gemara. I mean, right, without even getting into it, why would you even need a pasuk prat l'oynes? Oynes rachmana patre, l'nayr lo yisasadava, v'ilay nispasa, right? There's no shortage of sugis and shas that tell us that if a person does something ba'inis, so there's no legal ramifications as a result of what it is that the person did. And here you have in Masechta Shvuos, Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, this is the Marumachim Ha'adam B'Shvuah, Prat Lo'inis. That if you make the Shvuah ba'inis, is that considered a Shvuah? Of course, what's the Havim Minit to be considered a Shvuah? If Yeshainis Begitin, if a Kima Tanai ba'inis is not a Kima Tanai, why in the world would you think that if somebody makes a Shvuah ba'inis, the Teretz says you see that Ha'adam B'Shvuah Prat Lo'inis doesn't just mean what you would have ordinarily thought is the definition of oynes. You see, from this Gemara, at first glance, most people would not think lipcha anoscha is oynes, right? A person will say after 120, they're going to ask him, "So why did you do this aveira? Lipcha libi libi. My lave, it was ma'anis me, right? I had taivas and the yetzahara. I have a taivas oynes. Oynes rachmana patre works medine shemaim also, right? Grama yapata medine yada v'chay medine shemaim. There are some times where you chay medine shemaim, even though yapata medine yada, but oynes it doesn't say anywhere that if someone's mechal shabbos ba oynes, pata medine yada. done the chayv. You're potter b'dinei shemayim. Oinus is a tain in shemayim also. So why shouldn't a person say libi ini sani? I wasn't sober. Whatever. I mean, that was the Gemara Rashi's example. So could a person say that he has a tain in sinus? It's actually interesting. What came to mind was the Gemara in Yuma daf lamed hey, where the Gemara, famous Gemara, the Gemara says that la'asid lavoi. It says asher. What's that? So the Gemara says la'asid lavoi ani va'asher v'rasha ba'im l'din. An Ani, an Asha, and a Rasha, they're all going to come. They're going to ask him, why didn't you learn Torah? So everyone's going to say, Ani is going to say, I didn't have enough money. Asha says, I was busy. Rasha, but if you look carefully at the words of the Gemara, they're going to ask the Rasha, why didn't you learn Torah? Mibnei ma lo yasakta b'Torah. Omar, Im Omar, he says, no ha'yisi, he's going to say, because I was very handsome, so I had a lot of nisyonos, v'torid ha'yisi b'yitzri, and I was very busy with my yitzahara. Amru, they're going to tell him, klum no ha'yisi mi Yosef? Were you more handsome than Yosef? Amru, olav ha'yosef atzadim, chayoyim v'yoyim ha'yisi eshes b'yitif. And look at Yosef, he was able to overcome his Yetzara, he was able to learn Torah. So you see that a person who's Torah B'Yitzri could still learn Torah. So everybody asks the Kasha, all the Achreinim, the Bali Musa, the Bali Machshava, the Chsidim, everybody asks the same Kasha, Torah D'Yisi B'Yitzri? That is the argument? That's what the lawyer was able to come up with? You know why I didn't learn Torah? Because I was busy doing Taivas. What do you mean? Who has time to learn? You know how many Averis you want to see what my 9 to 5 looked like? How in the world was I supposed to find time to learn? So the Bali Musa said, you see from here how chomer that Avera Bittul Torah is. That Bittul Torah is so chomer that if you can get off the hook of Bittul Torah by saying that I was an Oinus because I was so busy with my Yetzirah, so it's Kedai. Meaning, of course, what you're doing is you're essentially shifting but at the same time, the avoyin of Bittul Torah is so chomer, it's kedai to say Torah da'yisi b'yitzri. But what came to mind was this Gemara. You see, there is an idea of Adam b'shvua libcha anascha, where a person could say, what do you mean, I have a tiny sinus? I had a starka festi yitzar. At first glance, that is the argument on daf lamed hey amid beis, which seems so puzzling, right? The Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, what kind of argument is that I have a tiny sinus because I was busy with my yitzahara? This is Gemara. The Gemara in shvua staf chabot. Now, this is a halacha in hilcha shvuos, ha'adam b'shvua, prat la'anus, medafas up learning with the Berachas Shmuels, etc. But the bottom line is, Zokta Gemara Vayter, Venela Mimenu, Shenesala Mimenu Shvua. The only time you bring an oil of a Yoyreit for Shvua's Bitoy is if what the person forgot, the Shoygeg, that's causing him to now have to bring an oil of a Yoyreit was, he forgot the Shvua. Yochel Shenesala Mimenu Chayfetz. I would have thought if he forgot the Chayfetz, Talmud Loimar B'Shvua, Venela Mimenu, Al Helam Shvua Hu Chayev, Ve'enoi Chayev, Al Helam Chayfetz. So, the Braisa said a halacha. The only time you bring a carbon oil of a yoyred for Shavuos Bitoy, whether it's la'avar, whether it's la'ba, is if it was b'shoykik. If it was b'mezid, there's no oil of a yoyred. The only time there's an oil of a yoyred is if the Shavua was violated b'shoykik. What's the definition of shoykik? Says the Braisa, the shoykik means that you forgot the Shavua. But if you forgot the chayfetz, if it was halomas chayfetz, at that point you wouldn't be chay. Now at first glance, what does the Braisa mean? So at first glance, what the Braisa means to say is in a classic example of Shvuah's Bitoy, where you bring an oil of a yard, a Shvuah Shavar, a person says Shvuah Shaloichel, or Shvuah Shaloichel. Shvuah Shaloichel, a person swears he's not going to eat Paschitin. That's going to be the Gemara's example. Shvuah Shaloichel Paschitin. And he ate Paschitin B'shoichel. So there's two ways that this could have happened. It could be the shkoga was he forgot that he swore he's not going to eat Paschitin. It was Halom HaShvuah. He just doesn't remember that he swore I'm not going to eat Paschitin. Or, alternatively, he remembers that he swore he's not going to eat paschitin. He just doesn't realize that the food that he's about to eat is paschitin. He thinks it's pasoiren. He doesn't realize that it's whole wheat. He thinks it's regular, right? So he just made a mistake in the sense that he doesn't realize that what he's about to eat is the thing that he had previously sworn that he wasn't going to do. So at first glance, I think anyone that learns this braisa would think that that's precisely what the Gemara is saying. Stating that, Zok the Gemara, Mechakwa Lobe Marava. In Marava, when they heard this braisa, they laughed. They thought it was comical. They said, what kind of halacha is this? There's a chilik between halama shvua and halama chayfetz, and that the only time you bring a carbon oil of a yoyred is if halama shvua, but if it's halama chayfetz, you don't bring a carbon oil of a yoyred. So they said as follows. Bish leima shvua, mishkachas lo b'loi chayfetz. It's possible for a person to have halama shvua without having halama chayfetz. He said, shvua shlo yecha paschit. He said, I swear I'm not going to eat paschit. Ukasova, and he thinks, sha'oichel ka'amar. He made a mistake. The halama shvua was that he thinks that he swore that he's going to eat. The shvua say inchi. He forgot the shvua, but cheftz adocher. He remembers the chayfetz that he had sworn about. Ela chefetz b'loy shvua hechidami. But how is it possible for a person to have halomas chefetz and not halomas shvua? Kigoyin da amay, you're going to tell me it's like a case where he said shvua shal eichel paschitin ukesava shal sayrin. He swore he's not going to be paschitin and he thinks that he swore he's not going to be paschitin. He remembers the shvua, but chefetz inchi, he doesn't remember the chefetz that he swore about. Even the chefetz inchi, being that he forgot the chefetz, haynu halam shvua. Then that is halam shvua. Now, first of all, what in the world is Marava asking? The teretz is what the way the Bnei Marava understood. The way the Bnei Marava understood the brayso was that halam shvua means when the person swore he's not going to eat paschitin. He forgot, however, what the something about the shvua part of the shvua. He can't remember, was it shvua sh'oichel or was it shvua sh'loi oichel? Halamas chefetz means, again, he remembers that he swore. He knows exactly what he's eating. He just can't remember that I swear I'm not going to eat pas chitin or that I swear I'm not going to eat pas oiren. And somehow, the b'raisa, the way my Rava understood it, is making a distinction between the two. So if he can't remember, is it Shvua Sha'ichel, Shvua Shaloi Oichel? Meaning the Halama is in the Guf HaShvua, the Shvua part of the Shvua, what I can or cannot do of the Shvua, that's Halama Shvua that you bring in over here. If, however, the Halama is in the Chefetz part of the Shvua, what's the subject? What's the object of the shvua? Is it paschitin or is it pasoyrin? Over there, you don't bring an oil over here. So mechakra lo b'marovo. What's the difference? At the end of the day, I don't remember the shvua. What's the difference if I don't remember if I said shvua shaloichel or shaloi oichel? Or what's the difference if I don't remember if I said shvua shaloichel paschitin or shvua shaloichel pasoyrin? At the end of the day, what I don't remember is the shvua. As if there's halacha that for halama shvua, you bring an oil over here. So why in the world should there be a chilek if I forgot the shvua part or the chifetz part? It's all part of the shvua. You can't have a shvua without the chayfetz. You can't have a shvua without the shvua shoichel or the shvua shaloi oichel. Either way, if there's some element of alama, I should have to bring an oil of yeri. So my rova, they didn't understand pashup shad and what this price is. Says the Gemara. Elo my Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar said, Davido achasi. This is such a good kasha. We have no way out. They laughed even, and it must be that this brisa is a mistake. Davido Achasi says, Rashi, the brisa is a toys. Don't worry about this brisa. It's not a real halacha. Maskef lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, I don't agree. Why is everybody so worried about this brisa? I think the brisa is very simple. And the way we said, you would have thought the brisa meant before the Gemara started. Alam alai. Chefetz b'lei shvua le'mishkachas. So why is it not possible to find the case of alam as chefetz b'lei shvua? V'hamishkachas lo. It's very possible. Good. Omar says shvua shalei yoichel paschitin. Person swears he's not going to eat paschitin. V'hoish yodei l'sal. Lito pasoirin. V'alsev yodei shal chitin. Ukesava shal soirin. He thought that he's eating soirin. It turns out he's eating chitin. V'achlo de shvua say dachele. He remembers the whole shvua. He remembers the shvua was shvua shalei yoichel paschitin. There's zero halama in the shvua. He remembers the shvua part. It was shvua shaloi oichel, not shvua shaloichel. He remembers the chefetz part. It's paschitin. It's not pasoirin. He remembers every single aspect of the shvua. But at the same time, he doesn't realize now when he's eating that what he's eating is paschitin because he thinks he's eating pasoirin. So shvua say dochirle. It's just chefetz hudalayadale. He doesn't realize what it is. Maybe that's what the brisa means. I mean, the brisa's distinction between halama shvua, halama chefetz is not the person can't remember the shvua. The distinction is, can he not remember the shvua part of the shvua or the chefetz part of the shvua? No, that, you're right. Mechakol of marov. What's the difference? If you forgot any element of the shvua, that's called halama shvua. And for halama shvua, you bring an oil of yod. The distinction that the Brice is making is between someone who forgot the shvua, any element of it, versus, and here's the punchline, someone who remembers the shvua. He remembers it one, he can repeat it verbatim. He knows exactly how he said it with every knetch. He knows the shvua. So what's the halama? The halama is he doesn't realize that what he's doing right now is violating the shvua. Why? Because the shvua was shvua shaloyechel paschitin, and he thinks he's eating pasoyer. Now, it turns out he's eating paschitin. So it comes out as halomas chefetz, not the chefetz component of the shvua, but it's halomas chefetz. So what's wrong with that? So maska for Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, mechako alo b'marovo. Rabbi Loza said, dovo do achasi. We're wiping out a brisa. Why are we wiping out a brisa? I think the brisa makes perfect sense, but we're not done yet. Amalei Abaya. But Abaya came back, and this is already a shverakash. He told him, "Klum mechayves lekarbin ella ma'ida tafes biyade shvuahu lishnachrina." same thing in different words. Amalei Abai l'Rabbi Yosef, soif soif carbon de kamaisi Allah the high pass mios helim shvuahu. What was Abai's argument? It's very unclear. But in terms of we do what we do, says Abai, at the end of the day, if I pick up pass thinking that it's pass soirim, and I find out afterwards it's pas chitin, even though the emphasis of the halama was the chefetz, because really I know what the shvuah was, but at the same time there is an element of halama shvuah here. Because the bottom line is, I don't realize that what I'm eating right now is something I swore I'm not going to eat. So on some level, you can't extricate the halama shvuah from the halama chefetz. There's always going to be an element of halama shvuah. And being that there's always going to be halama shvuah, that's why it was mechakol lab marava. At the end of the day, they couldn't understand how you could tell me a halacha that if the halama was on the chefetz and not on the shvuah, then somehow there's no oil of a yorah. Because every single time there's a halama, even if the halama is in the chefetz, but there is some level of halama's shvuah, and it's for that reason Rabbi Loza said, "Dava da achas." If Rabbi Yosef, so what's Rabbi Yosef going to respond? Amalach is going to tell you, "Kimin dechiyad alei dechitin uparish minei helam chayfetzo." Meaning, I hear Abaya. You're telling me that on some level, even every halamas chayfetz has it in halamas shvuah. But you know what the barometer is? You know how you know whether something's halamas chayfetz, something's halamas shvuah? If they would tell this person right now, "You swore you're not going to eat pas chitin," would he be pirish? No, he wouldn't be Pirish. Why wouldn't he be Pirish? Because he thinks he's eating Soir. If you would tell the person that what you're eating right now is Chitin, would he be Pirish? Yeah, because he knows he swore he's not allowed to eat Pas Chitin. So if I would tell you that it's a Shvua, and that would not get you to be Pirish, that's how you define Halama Shvua. That's a riot, it's not Halama Shvua. But being that if I would tell you that it's Chitin, you would be Pirish, that's a sign it's Halama Shchefetz. So it's true, looking at it from the Halama standpoint, says Abaya, it's very hard to see halamas chefetz without halamas shvuah, but the way to look at it is almost like a backwards way. Ask yourself, if you would give this person a little bit more information, what piece of information would get this person to walk away? If the answer is shvuah, that's a riot that it's halamas shvuah. If the answer is chefetz, that's a riot that it's halamas chefetz. So the nafgamina between halamas shvuah and halamas chefetz is find a case where the person is violating a shvuah b'shoigig, but a case where if you told him about the chefetz, he would be pirish. If you told him about the shvuah, he wouldn't be pirish. That's the example of halamas chefetz, it's not halamas shvuah, that we're memayed from the pasuk v'nela mimenu b'shvuah, that only if it's halamas shvuah, not if it's halamas chefetz. One more piece to this Gemara. What if it was halamas chefetz and halamas shvuah? What's going to be the halacha? Amalei, he told him, harei helam shvuah biyadai v'chayev. If it was helam zevezeh, meaning he can't remember, he forgot that he said shvuah shaloi oichel, he thinks he said shvuah shaloichel. He also thought that he was eating pasirin, which was really pas chitin. So he told him, at the end of the day, there's halamas shvuah. If there's halamas shvuah, you're going to have to bring the oil of a yard. Adar Rabba, says the Gemara, harei helam chefetz biyadai upater. Maybe say it's halamas chefetz, Amr Rabashi, Rabashi says chazin. Im machmas shvuah kaparish, harei helam shvuah biyadai v'chayev. Im machmas chefetz kaparish, harei helam chefetz biyadai u pater. At the end of the day, let's see what would get this person to be pirish. If the shvuah would get him to be pirish, that means it's halamas shvuah. If the chefetz would get him to be pirish, that means it's halamas chefetz. Amr Ravina Rabashi, klum parish mi shvuah, eli mishum chefetz. And klum parish mi chefetz, eli mishum shvua. At the end of the day, this person's only going to be parish because he swore about this chefetz. Again, it's hard to separate the two. Elo lo ishna, zok to gemara vayta. Boi v'nei Rav, mi Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman the following shayla. Eza hi shigagas shvuas bitoi l'sha'avar. So the Tana of the Mishnah, Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arva, holds that not only is there halacha of Oyle V'yoyret, the Shvuah's Bitoy in the Osid, but you have the halacha of Oyle V'yoyret, the Shvuah's Bitoy in the Avar as well. It's Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Reisha Rabbi Akiva, but the point is that the halacha of Shvuah's Bitoy is not only true for a Shvuah in the Osid, it's true for a Shvuah in the Avar as well. Frey Tigmar, how is it possible to have Shoigeg for a Shvuah L'Shavar? Because again, the only time you bring an oil of a yoyret is if there's shaygig. Not only shaygig, it has to be shigiga shvuah, like we just explained. So what's the example of shigiga shvuah's bitei l'sha'avar? What's a case? The case is a person swears she'ochalti, and really he didn't eat. Or he swears she'loyochalti, and really he didn't eat. If he knew that he really didn't eat when he said shvuah she'ochalti, that's not the case. Because meizidho. And if he didn't realize, meaning, when he swore Shvuah Shachalti,
he really thought that he ate. Anusu, isn't that an Adam b'shvua? Meaning the Gemara's halacha of Adam b'shvua, doesn't that almost knock out every example of a shvua v'sha'avar ever being a shaygeg? Because what you would have thought once upon a time was a shaygeg, her adam b'shvua was just megala, is really an oinus. The definition of oinus is much broader in the laws of shvuas than it is in kala terakula. So now that you have a halacha of adam b'shvua that's megala tas, that libcha nascha, that any time a person thinks one thing, even if he's wrong, we don't look at him as a shoigeg, we look at him as an oinus. So frek de gemara man of shach, de yada mezid hu anid la yada anasu amalei. So he told him, you're right, it's an excellent kasha. And really, you have to completely redefine the definition of shigagaz shvuas bitoy lisha avar. This is great. Says the gemara, the case is, ba'imri yadei anish shvuas hu asura. It's talking about what the person says, I know I'm lying. He knew he was lying. So a person swore that he ate. He goes, I swear I ate. And he knows he's amazed. This is premeditated first degree. He knows 100% that really he didn't eat. He's amazed. No. He wasn't familiar. He wasn't aware of the laws of carbon. He wasn't aware of the concept of carbon, just the whole sugya of carbon oil of yoyred as it relates to shvuas bitoy. And that in and of itself makes him a shogeg. So if you know you're swearing b'mezid, you're just not familiar, you never learned Masechta Shavuos, you never learned Shavuos Shtayim Basra, you are Mavasedra at the end of Parshas Vayikra, you didn't go through the Teres Koyanim, you didn't learn in Brisk. I mean, if you don't know these sugyas, so then that in and of itself can make you a shogeg. Come on, Kim Munbaz, and this is going like Munbaz, Damash, Shigig is garbage, much gaga. Munbaz holds a Masechta Shabbos that if somebody is Michal Shabbos Memezid, but he was a shaykh, he didn't know some of the halachas and Ilcha Shabbos, that in and of itself would turn him into a, that would make him a shaykh. So here too, you know why you're a shaykh? Because you didn't know Hilcha Shavuos. That makes you a shaykh. But it comes out then that the whole halacha, Shavuos Shtayim, we have it twice. Rabbi Akiva, it's all going according to Munbaz. The halacha is not like Munbaz. So it's a little bit dachuk to come out and saying that this whole sugya of Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba is all Munbaz. But the Gemara says, no, afilo temi Rabbanon, ad kan lepligi Rabbanon ledam Munbaz. When did the Rabbanon argue with Munbaz b'chalotei rekula? Delav chiddush. That's by an ordinary carbon chatos, which is not a chiddush. Meaning, there's a carbon chatos, that's the regular standard carbon chatos. Aval hacha, the chiddush, this carbon chatos is a chiddush. And why is it a chiddush? The b'chalotei rekula lei ashkechon lav, the maisi carbon. Usually, if someone does an avera b'shoigig that had he done b'mezid would have only been a lav, you don't bring a carbon. We learn from avodah zarah that what? It has to be a loisa seshesh by karis, or a loisa seshesh by misas bezin. But when it comes to the parashah shavuos bitoy, ma'isi afilu rab, ma'isi over here, you bring a carbon oil of v'yoyrit for doing an avera b'shoigig that had you done b'mezid would have only been a lav. So this parashah is a chiddush, being that it's a chiddush, afilu rabbanu moidu. Over here, even the rabbanu amoidu to munbaz, that being a shoigig in one detail be enough for you to be a shaygig. So again, how's it possible? If you knew, you're amazing. And if you didn't know, meaning you thought one thing, that's libcha noscha. That's mamish the story with Rav Kahani and Rav Asi with Rav. That's a libcha noscha. So it's not a shaygig. Either it's oinus or amazing. How do you ever have the case of shaygig? The case is where you violated the shvua b'mezid. You just didn't know all the halachas, and just like Munbaz holds the Indian Shabbos, that makes you a Mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, not a Mechal Shabbos b'mezid. So too, even the Rabbanan Amoyda, that when it comes to this parasha mechudeshes of carbon chatas, toil of a yoyreit, of a shvuas bitoy, being that it's a parasha mechudeshes, because it's not similar to ordinary chatoy, it's ordinary, the only time you bring a carbon chatas for Rabbi b'shoigig, is had you done a b'mezid, would have been as doinei karis, and this is not as doinei karis. So over here we have another chiddush that even the Rabbanan agree. Two munbaz boye mine ravina mi rava nishbal kikar umstakin ala ma. If a person swears that he's not going to eat a kikar, he swears he's not going to eat this piece of bread, and now he's a chaylo sheyech by sakana, he's dying, what's the halacha? And then he eats it, oil of a yoyred or no oil of a yoyred? Freit the gemara mistakin, you have a shayla, maybe you should bring an oil of a yoyred because you ate a piece of bread when you were a chaylo sheyech by sakana. Lishulei mar, it's something you're allowed to do like katchila. Forget about if you did it, it's something that's mutter, it's something you have to do. Elo says the Gemara, different shayla. Mitztair v'ochlo b'shigig ha'shvu amai. What if a person was really hungry? He wasn't dying, but he was pretty hungry. And he had this kikar in front of him, and he really, really wants to eat it, and he ate it. And then he found out afterwards that he had sworn that he wasn't going to eat this piece of bread. But at the time that he ate it, he didn't remember. He was a shigig ha'shvu amai.
L'sha'avar, he had sworn that he wasn't going to eat this. I'm sorry, L'asid. He had sworn that he wasn't going to eat this kikar. So it comes out that he b'shoigeg violated a shvuz bitoy, which usually would be mechayev this person to have to bring an oil of yared. But what was unique about this case he was mitzdar. So what that he's mitzdar? The emphasis of the fact that he's mitzdar is you almost get the sense that even had he known that he swore that he wasn't going to eat it, he would have eaten it anyways. So being that this person would have eaten it anyways, so maybe we shouldn't look at him as a shaygik. I mean, he ate it a shaygik. When he ate it, he was not cognizant of the shvur. He forgot about the shvur. But at the same time, even had he known about the shvur, being that he was so hungry, it's just obvious that this person would have eaten it regardless. So does he bring the carbon? Does he not bring the carbon? I'm late on you know. Shav mi yediyase, maybe carbon al shigigasai. Loi shav mi yediyase, maybe carbon al shigigasai. It's a mefurish abraisa. It's halach in all carbonos chatas. You only bring a carbon chatas if you do an aver b'shoigeg. What's the definition of shoigeg? What's the definition? I mean, a lot of things. But one of the definitions is, had you told this person that what you're about to do is aser, would he have done it or would he have not done it? Only if he's a shav mi yediyasai, had he had a change of heart, had he been notified that what he's about to do is asa, then we say he's obviously a shaygig, and it's then that he brings a carbon chatas. But in the event that this person would have done the aveir regardless, then he's not. Being that this person's mitztair, and the assumption is that he would have done it regardless, so just like you have it by an ordinary chatas, you have it by an oil of a yoyred, you have it by the chatas of the shvuas bito, even though it's a parsha mechudeshes of chatas, the bottom line is, it's a mefurish abraisa, shav mi yediyasai, maybe carbon al shagagasai, but loy shav mi yediyasai, like in this case, ein mevi carbon al yediyasai. Another Gemara. And this next Gemara is a classic. Oh, Meshmuel. Gomar beliboy. Tzorek sheyotzi b'sfasav. If a person has in mind, he wants to make a shvu, and he thinks it. Gomar beliboy. He has a real Gemara stas. He wants to make a shvu shaloi oichal, but he never said it. It's not a shvu. Gomar beliboy. Tzorek sheyotzi b'sfasav. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, lovate Bisfasai, meisvei, bisfasayim, beloy belit. Bisfasayim means you have to say it with your lips. Beloy belit. Gama believe in nine. How do you know that if a person has a gemira stas belit that it's chalash for? Talmud loy malachayla sheyivata adam bishvur. There's a riboy lachayla sheyivata adam even without bisfasayim. That as long as you have a gemira stas, it's going to work. Feitik mar hagufa kasha. Amr bisfasayim beloy belit. How do you read the brisa? The first part of the brisa says bisfasayim beloy belit. Vahado amrat. And then the next breath, what does the Brisa say? Goma beliba minayin. A riboy that if you're goma lev, Amrav Shesha, it's holy kash. This is what the Brisa means. Bisfasayim, veloisha gomar, beliboy, lohoitzi, bisfasov, velohoitzi. Meaning, Levati bisfasayim teaches me that if a person had in mind to utter, to recite the shvua bisfasayim, and then he did it, then the shvua is not chal. However, what would be the halacha if a person says in his mind he has a gemiras das, but he never had in mind lahoitzi b'sfasav? How do you know that that shvur bichal? So the brayse itself is not shver. The brayse is making a distinction between someone that had in mind to say the shvur b'peh, then you have to say it b'peh, as opposed to someone who didn't have a mind to say it b'peh, then gomer b'libo itself would be enough. But what's the problem? Elu l'shmul kasha. Because the bottom line is the brayse definitely has a scenario where a person can make a shvua even without speaking it. There is a concept of being a gomer b'libo where the shvua is going to be chal. It means we will stop. You never had a mind to say it. But in that case, I'll call upon him, the shvua is going to be chal even if it's only gomer b'libo. It's a kasha on Shmuel. Because what did Shmuel say? Gomer b'libo, tzorech, sheyoitzi b'sfasav. Say, elo l'shmul kasha. Shmuel said that a shvua is not chal b'lev. Gomer b'libo, tzorech, sheyoitzi b'sfasav. And he had a pasuk for it. Shenemar levate b'sfasayim. And here you have a mefurish abraisa. Brisa seems to say that gomar beliboy, even if you were a moitzi b'sfasov, still the shvuah is going to be chal. Amar Rav Sheshes says teretz ve'mahachi. The way shvuah is going to read the brisa is as follows: b'sfasayim v'loisha gomar beliboy. If a person is only gomar beliboy, the shvuah is not chal. Shmuel's halacha. What's the next part of the? Sorry, b'sfasayim v'loisha gomar beliboy lohitzi paschitin v'hoitzi pasoyer. So if a person was gomar beliboy to say paschitin, then he was moitzi pasoyerim, the shvuah is not going to be chal. Why? Because you didn't say what you had in mind to say. Goma believe it lohitzi pas chitin, vahitzi pas taminayin, talmud loy malachila sheyevate adam. Meaning, if a person said pas, shvur shaloy echal pas, he just didn't clarify, pas chitin or pas layer. That's what the Brice is saying, that you can later say that it was gama belipi. What I really wanted to, what I meant was paschitin, and that's going to work. So stam for a person to utter a shvua belay, that doesn't work. That's not going to work. Tzorich she levate besfasaim. Gama belipi tzorich she yotze besfasim shenem levate besfasaim. I have a brisa that says there is a tzad where gama belipi works. It means where the person said a shvua. He just didn't clarify the shvua. He said shvua shelo yechal pas. What does pas mean? Paschitin, pasleirin. There, there's an idea that Goma Beliba, you can clarify what it is you mean. But what's the bottom line? What's Shmuel's halacha? Goma Beliba, Yitzarach Sheyotze Bisfasav. Meisve, Moitzvi Sasecha Tishmar Vasisa, Eli Ela Sheyotze Bisfasav, Goma Beliba Minayin. How do you know that if a person makes a neder, believe the neder is chal, Talmud Loimar, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Nediv Lev. Now this Pasuk is in Shmois Lamed Hei. The Pasuk is Vayevoyu Anoshim Al Anoshim, Kol Nediv Lev. So this is in the context of the Chumas HaMishkan, where they were bringing for the Mishkan. And it says, Kol Nediv Lev Heviu Chach Vonezen V'Tabaz V'Kumas. They brought all different types of gold and jewelry and diamonds. That's what they brought towards the funding, the financing of the Mishkan. And the Pasuk says, Kol Nediv Lev. And we learn from there that even Belipcha, that the Nedava Belev, that in and of itself had the ability to create the Hekdesh. Now Hekdesh is a form of a Neder. So you see, you can create Hekdesh Belev. If you create Hekdesh Belev, why should you be able to make a Shvua Belev? Says the Gemara, Shani Hasam Dichsiv Kol Nediv Lev, because there's a pasuk. Okay, Vini Gomer Mina. Let's learn from Hekdesh. Mishum David Shuma V'Kachin Shnei Ksuva Banke Echa V'Chol Shnei Ksuva Banke Echa Ein Malan. We know that anytime the Torah tells you something twice, you can't learn from it. Why? Because if you were able to learn from it, it would have just said it once, and you would have learned from it. The second pasuk teaches me that you can't learn from it. And this idea of Kol Nediv Lev is mentioned somewhere else in Divrei Kabbalah. In Divrei Ayomim Beis Chavtes, the pasuk says Vayan Yechizkiyo. Vayomer Atom Yileisem Yetchem Lashem Goyshu Veivius. Zvachim v'toydois l'beis Hashem, v'yoviu akol zvachim v'toydois v'chol nediv lev oylois. So again, in the context of Hekdesh, and it says it a second time. You have it once by the Trumas HaMishkan, and you have it a second time in the parasha of oylois. And again, nediv lev teaching me that you can create Hekdesh belev. So I mean that I have two psukim to tell me you can teach Hekdesh belev. You can't learn from there. And we say it's dafka over there by Hekdesh, as opposed to shvua, they're not. And that's Shmuel's halacha. Gomar beliba yitzarach sheyotze b'svasim. The Marsha Sani, chanamanda me'imalam. That's what we're going to go to Mandam, that says there is a man that says you could learn from Shnei Ksuvah Bank Echad. Zok the Gemara, I hear, but have Chulim V'Kachim, V'Chulim V'Kachim Leger. You have to say that the two psukim of Kol Nediv Lev are talking about Kachim. One is Chumas HaMishkan, the other one is Oilois, Kol Nediv Lev Oilois. So when it comes to Kachim, there is a halacha of it's Chal even Belev, Kol Nediv Lev. But as it relates to Chulin, when it comes to Chulin, it's different. By Chulin, the halacha is that Gomar Beliboy Tzarech Sheyotze Besvasim, and that's why Shmuel holds by an ordinary Shvuah's Bitoy, it won't be Chal unless it's Levati Besvasayim. It has to be a Gomar Beliboy Tzarech Sheyotze Besvasim. So this last Gemara, I mean, this was a hard daf. Shvuah's daf Chavav has an asterisk on it in terms of how hard it is. On the Mishvuah, just the Shakla Vatayr, the Gemara on the bottom of daf Chavav, Amid Aleph, Halom HaSchefetz, Halom HaShvuah, these are not easy Gemaras. Certainly not. You're learning it in an hour. It's a not easy Gemaras. But at the same time, this last Gemara that we just learned is a mafteach to some real, real, real geshmakarate. So really, there's a few different ways we can attack it. We'll start with one, and maybe we'll, during the rest of the week, if we have some time, we'll come back to it. The Gemara brought a halacha from Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Gomar Beliboy, Tzarech Sheyotzi Besvasav. Shenemar levate besvasai, and the Gemara said that even though by Hekdesh you find the halacha of kol nediv lev heviu chach v'nezem v'tabaz v'chumas kol klizav, and you find again v'chol nediv lev oilos, which teaches me that if a person is makdish b'machshava, the Hekdesh is chal, but that's kachim and shvuas bitoy is chulin v'chulim mikachim legam minon. You cannot learn chulim mikachim. Therefore, the halach and shulchan aruch is gomar beliboy tzarech sheyotze besvas. If a person thinks shvua, the shvua is not chal. The poskim discuss what would be if a person writes a shvua. Somebody writes a shvua on a piece of paper. So he never said it. It wasn't levate besvasai. If a person writes a shvua, would it be chal or would it not be chal? So if he says it, of course it's chal. Gomer beliboy, that's our gemara. It's our shiyotze besvasav. But where is ksiva fallen? Is ksiva like dibur? Or is ksiva like hearer? If it's like dibur, it would be chal de shvua. If it's like hearer, it wouldn't be chal de shvua. And there's tshuvas from the Chasam Sofer, and the Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Kiveger, where they discussed in great, great detail this shaila. If a person would swear b'shvur, and really as an extension, if a person would be makabel naziris b'ksiva, if a person would make a neder b'ksiva, or maybe other areas in halacha, ksiva, do you look at it as dibur, or do you look at it as hearer? With regards to Birchas HaTorah, the halacha is a mahar b'divrei Torah in tzarich levarach. You don't have to make Birchas HaTorah if you're only going to think and learning. Vilna Gaon argues, but the halacha Shulchan Aruch is a mahar b'divrei Torah in tzarich levarach. What if somebody's writing? If you sit down, you want to write shtiklach Torah. For some reason, you didn't make Birchas HaTorah. Is that okay? Are you allowed to write Torah? What about Sfira Sa'imer? Can a person count Sfira Sa'imer b'ksav? Edus b'ksav. So, ksiva, is it kedibur or is ksiva not kedibur? So the first tshuva that we'll speak at is a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer discussed it in a few tshuvas, Yerideya, Sibin, Reish Chaf. The Chassam Sofer brings this shayla, Shvua B'Ksav. And he says at first glance, I think it's a Mefurash Gemara. Because the Gemara had it sad that even though it says Levati B'Svasayim, but maybe Gomar B'Liboy should also be included. And at the end of the day, it's a Gemara, and Omar Shmuel, Gomar B'Liboy, Tzarech Sheyotze B'Svasav. That here is not considered Kedibur. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's a little mashma from the Gemara, that only hearer is not Kedibur. But maybe Ksiva is Kedibur. Meaning hearer, which technically is inferior to Dibur, it's hearer that's not Kedibur. But Ksiva, which you can argue is more than Dibur, because you actually did a Maisa, it involved a Maisa, over there maybe it should be Kedibur. Says the Chassam Sofer, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me that in Hilchas Eidos, you find that Ksiva is not considered more than Dibor. You see, it's considered less than Dibor. Because the halacha is Mipiyah v'lo Mipiksava. So two Eidos walk into Beis Din, and they write down their Eidos. The Eidos is, at first glance, not acceptable. Why not? Because we PM Valemi Piksava. Why don't you say that if Dibor, then certainly Ksiva? Meaning, so you see that Ksiva is not Dibor. So just like Hirer is not Dibor, and therefore Gomer believe it's Sarkshay Eitzim Isvasav, so say that Ksiva is maybe not Kedibor either, but says Chassam Sofer to Tois, and he says a beautiful Svara. He says that really Ksiva is not less than Dibor. Ksiva is more than Dibor. Give it to me in writing, right? You always want things in writing. Or just tell it to me. I don't want any Ksiva. Pia Valeri Miksavav, right? Yeah. Next time you do a business deal. No one ever said that. You want it in writing, because whenever you have something in writing, it's actually more. It's concretized. You have something real. So Ksiva is technically more than Dibor. It's not less than Dibor. Why is it then the Zalachim Pia Valeri Miksavav? He says, because the written law is static. It's not dynamic. And if you read something, sometimes you miss out a lot of nuances. And Kabbalah's Eidos was so chamor that the Chachamim wanted EPM. It should be Teresh Bal Peh, not Teresh B'Ksav. They wanted the Eidon to walk in. You can see the facial expressions, the nuances, how they move their hands, because there's a lot of Torah in that. And that's where you're able to get the nuances of exactly what the Eidon were trying to say. So if Eidon would telegram, they would email their Eidos, things would get lost, and that would not be deemed acceptable edus. It's because we want to make sure that we're properly understanding what it is the edim are saying, that there's halacha mipiyah v'lo miksavah. But it's not because dibur is more chashuv than ksiva, just the opposite. Ksiva is more chashuv than dibur. No, when it relates to giving something over to somebody else and explaining it to the person, hearing it is much more It's illustrative, and there's much more that you're going to get than just by reading it. And that's why Eidos has to be Bedibor, it has to be Bepeh. Eidos can't be Beksav. But Beinoy Levein Atzmoy, if a person says something, he has to keep his word. Midvar Sheker Tirchak. If a person swears, you have all the Chaymer of Shua. If a person writes it, Kalva Chaymer, you have to keep it. Because now it involved the Maisa, it's much more Chashuv. So Avad Ksiv is more Chashuv than Dibor. So it's true the Torah said Levatim is Vasayim. But if Levatim is Vasayim, Kalva Chaymer Ksiva. You're going to tell me Eidus Teichiach, then is halacha just the opposite? Mi pia v'loy mi piksav. When it says v'lo yagid, it means dafka agado b'peh. It doesn't mean agado b'ksav. That's because you're relating Eidus to Besdin. Besdin has to know what in the world you're talking about. So over there, we want you to transmit it orally, because then we're going to chop it much better, as opposed to it's b'ksav. But where it's bein chol v'ein atzmo, where there's an idea that if I say something, I have to keep it. Madach, if I say it, I need to observe it. If I write it, I'm going to have to observe it. The truth is, this is one of the reasons that the Torah Shel Baal Peh is probably the main reason that Torah Shel Baal Peh was not allowed to be written. Till Reb Yehuda Nasi, where he saw that it was Shikas HaTorah, Eislas HaShem, Eferu Teresach, in the year 4000. But that was when he said, that's when he was okay. That's when it was Mutter to write, but ordinarily Torah Shel Baal Peh wasn't allowed to be. What's the reason?
What's the reason? The reason is Poshet, is because Torah Shavah Peh has to be dynamic. At the end of the day, when you write something, you limit it. But when you go to a shir, you hear it from someone who heard it from someone who heard it all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's so many nuances that are transmitted B'peh that can't be transmitted B'ksav, says the Chassam Sofer. That is the Sfara. That's the reason to this halacha of Mipiyah V'Loibis B'ksav. L'maisi brings the truth from the Chavis Yor, that the Chavis Yor was already Mayrich, and the Chavis Yor came out L'maisa, that a Shvua B'ksav is going to be a Shvua. And then the Chassam Sofer, classic, in two paragraphs, literally takes you through Gan Shas, where he discusses different halachas about a Shvua B'ksav. I'll mention two of them. Number one, if somebody swears B'ksav, so he doesn't utter the Shvua Levatim Esosayim, but he writes the Shvua, would he get Malkus now, or would he not get Malkus? So ordinarily, for a Shvua, Shvaka Shvua's Bitoy, it's questionable whether you're going to get Malkus or you're not going to get Malkus. Those are sugyas that we learned together last week. But that's all because Lav Shein Bei Maisa. But over here, where he wrote it, L'chur, it's a Lav Sheyesh Bei Maisa. So if it's a Lav Sheyesh Bei Maisa, says the Chassam Sofer, at first glance, I would argue that maybe now you're going to get Malkus, because you just did it with a Maisa. Says the Chassam Sofer, venerally, Pasha, that you're not going to get Malkus. Why? Because really, the Torah says, Levati B'Sfasai. And Levati B'Sfasayim, deaf translation, Targum Unkelis means, you have to say it. How do I know a Shvua B'Ksav is considered a Shvua? It's Kal V'Chaymer. Madach, if I only said it, Kal V'Chaymer if I did it with a Maisa. Kal V'Chaymer if I wrote it. So I only know a Shvua B'Ksav is a Shvua, me Kal V'Chaymer, meaning the Ksav Sofer is not saying that the definition of Levati B'Sfasayim is, Chavis Yor never said that. It means to say the Shvua. But Madach, if you say it, Kal V'Chaymer if you write it. But in that it's only learned me Kal V'Chaymer, in Enchim and Adin. So you're not going to get Malkus, who says, this is why it's not Shver on the Magen Mishnah. Because the Magen Mishnah famously said in Hilchas Chiras Perek Yud Gimel that anytime a person labor a loisa say, without a maisa, but it's a loisa that you could have done with a maisa, the loch is to get Malkus. You don't have the loch of Lav She'en Be Maisa ain't like it all. So, Freit Chassam Sofer, I've heard people ask, if that's the case, like the Chavis Yor, that a Shvua, B'Ksav is a Shvua, so it comes out it's possible for a person to be able to Yachel B'Dvari Ayyadei Maisa. At first glance, you say, how is it possible to do Ayyadei Maisa? But it is possible to do Ayyadei Maisa. How so? If you write the Shvua. So if it's possible you have Ayyadei Maisa, how? If you write the Shvua, so it comes out it's Efsher Lasso Yisal Ayyadei Maisa, then you should get Malkus even if you do it without a Maisa. So he said, I heard people ask this Kasha on the Magid Mishnah, but it's a toys. He says, because that all presupposes that there would be Malkus if a person writes a Shvua. But a person would not get Malkus if he writes a Shvua. You know why? Because they don't Shemin Adin. Because at the end of the day, Layachel Devara is talking about Levatim Esvasayim. Like Shmuel said, it's definitely talking about Levatim Esvasayim. But Shmuel went backwards. He was Memayit Gomer Beliboy. As it relates to Ksiva, it's Kal V'Chaymer. Kal V'Chaymer is great. Kal V'Chaymer could create Isurim, but ain't Oyin Shemin Adin. It can't create Malkus. I mean that it can't create Malkus. There's going to be no Malkus where there's a Maisa. There's no Malkus when there's a Maisa. So certainly says the Chassam Sofer, there's going to be no Malkus if he did it without a Maisa either. Then the Chassam Sofer says something else. He says, could a person make a Shvua B'Ksav and have a T'nai? Or could a person write a Shvua B'Ksav and maybe appoint a Shlich? What's he talking about? So he brings the Tosfos in Masechtas Nazir, Daf Yud Aleph asks a gevaldige kasha. You learn Masechtas Nazir. So there's a lot of Kabbalas Naziris that the Gemara discusses that happen all day tonight. A person can be Makabal Naziris all day tonight. And Tailed Ishti Zachar, Hareni Nazir, it's a Mishnah in the beginning of Masechtas Nazir. So there's an idea of a person being Makabal Naziris all day tonight. You can make a Neder all day tonight. You can be Makabal Shvua, but tonight. Meaning, I'm being Makabal Shvua, Neder Naziris, but only contingent upon something happening. We know the Gemara says that Milsa the Isa b'shlichus, Isa b'tanai. Milsa the lesser b'shlichus, lesser b'tanai. The example is, what's the prototype? Chalitza. Chalitza is lesser b'shlichus, and for that reason, Chalitza is lesser b'tanai. It's a Gemara b'sechtes, Yivam estaf kufay b'nal. So Chalitza, being that you can't do Chalitza ide shliach, the man and the woman both have to be there, therefore it's not something you can make it tonight. Milsa the Isa b'shlichus, Isa b'tanai. Milsa the lesser b'shlichus, lesser b'tanai. So that's Pasha, the person cannot be mekabel naziris l'idei shliach. You can't tell a shliach be mekabel naziris for me. You can't tell a shliach make a neder for me. You can't tell a shliach to make a shvua for me. If that's the case, it's a milsa de lesa b'shlichus. If it's a milsa de lesa b'shlichus, l'chayr it's lesa b'tanai. So milsa de lesa b'shlichus, lesa b'tanai. Freik toisviz nazir daf yir aleph amir aleph. How could you have tanoyim by naziris and extension? Nidarim et shvuos, it's a milsa de lesa b'shlichus. Milsa de lesa b'shlichus, lesa b'tanai. Says the Chassam Sofer that Meiri v'Rebbe hafla. In his Pirush and Masechtas Ksuvos Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, answered Bepshitos, says it's very, very simple. The emes is, why do you need to have a milsa de isa b'shlichos in order for it to be isa b'tanai? Because Tnayim I learned out from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruven. And the only time a Tnay is a good Tnay, if it's Dumya the Tnay of Bnei Gad Bnei Ruven. So you could say a Tnay from today till tomorrow, but there's a Shulchan Aruch of what a Tnay needs to look like. There's Mishpatei HaTnayim. The Rambam says four halachas and what makes a Tnay or kosher Tnay. And it's all Dumya the Bnei Gad Bnei Ruven. So if a person makes a Tnay, but it's not Dumya the Bnei Gad Bnei Ruven, it's not going to work. Freik the Hafla, the obvious Kasha that we've spoken about in the Daf many, many times. And that is the why do I need Mishpatei HaTnayim to be mevatel amaisa? Why don't you say pashut? I was mekadesh anisha. I said it. I'm anasha titni li masayim zuz. If you didn't give me masayim zuz, I was very upfront. I made it clear that I only want the kedushin to be chal in the event you give me $200. You didn't give me $200. We're out. It only works if it's a heft of a tanai. A tanai has a whole shulchan aruch dumi de bnei gad bnei ruvein. And if it's not dumi de bnei gad bnei ruvein, in that instance, the tanai is not going to be chal. Why? Why don't you just say that at the end of the day, I even said it. It's not Dvarim Shebelev. I said, I was very, very clear, explicit. I said, I only want it to work in the event that you give me $200. Says the Afla, you know what the teretz is? Because there's a rule. It's a sugya in the beginning of Perek Omer, the third Perek of Sechas Kedushin. Loyasi dibur umavatal maisa. A maisa can be mavatal a maisa, a dibur can be mavatal a dibur. But loyasi dibur umavatal maisa. You did a maisa kedushin. Harem ukadesh asli amanashu titin the Messiah Zuz. The Tanai is a dibur. Loyasi dibur umavatal maisa. Narvas, this is a chidish atayra of Tanayim. Where does it say Tanayim? Ibn Egad ibn Eruvin. So Avivai, your Iskahalten with the Gedarim, the Mishpatim of Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvein. So now you have the Chiddush HaTorah of Tanai, and Tanai can be Mevatel L'Maisa. But without being Dumya Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvein, there's no way out. Why? Because you can't be Mevatel L'Maisa Al Yudei or Tanai, because what Asi Dibur Mevatel L'Maisa? Unless you have the Chiddush of Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvein. But for that, it has to be Dumya Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvein. Says the Afla, that's all an issue if I did a Maisa. But if someone says, Harini Nazir, Almanas, whatever, so he made Naziris al Tanai. How you makabal Naziris? With a Maisa? No, you makabal Naziris al Yedei Tanai. So being that you makabal Naziris al Yedei Dib, being that you makabal Naziris al Yedei Dibur, all it is a Dibur. So now, Osi Dibur, Mavatal Dibur. So Tosfos asked the Kasha that how could you be makabal a Tanai ben Naziris? Naziris is less of a shlichos, and milsa the less of a shlichos, less of a tanai. And how do you know that? Dumi de bnei gad bnei ruvein. Zok taflo. When do you have to be dumi de bnei gad bnei ruvein? That's if you need the chiddush of tanai. Why do you ever need the chiddush of tanai? Because lo yasu dibur mevatel ma'isa. So that's only if you come to mevatel ma'isa. But by naziris, you're not be mevatel ma'isa. You be mevatel dibur. Asi dibur mevatel dibur. So as long as you said that you wanted to be al tanai, you don't have to come on to the chiddush of tanai for them. That's why it doesn't have to be dumi de bnei gad bnei ruvein. That's why you can be mevatel naziris. Says the chasam sofer. If that's the case, I want to say a chiddush. If somebody who writes Naziris Biksav, we just said the Chavos Yoreh said you could write a shvuah. You could be makabel in the shvuah yedei ksav. And a neder and Naziris in the same vein. So if that's the case, if somebody would write a shvuah, so it says it's like at first glance, maybe over here now it's a maisa. You don't have the Rebbe that flaws teretz. If you don't have the flaws teretz, then maybe you can't be makabel tonight. Meaning tonight is only going to work because asidim revatel dibur. But over here where it's a maisa, so it has to be dumi the bnei gadol bnei ruvein. It's not dumi the bnei gadol bnei ruvein because it's less of a shlichus. If it's less of a shlichus, b'zochtech sam soif, it's a tois. And this is like literally all in 10 lines, I'm telling you. So you know why it's a tois? Just because why is Naziris less of a shlichus? Why is Naziris less of a shlichus? Why can't you be makabel Naziris with a shliach? Why can't I make a shlich to make another? So some soif, it's because of a sugya in Shas. Which sugya? Mili loy mamser and l'shliach. It's because of mili. I mean, the whole reason, why not? If I can make a shliach to be mekadesh anisha, to be megarish anisha, to do mekach hamemki, you can make a shliach to do anything. Why can't you make a shliach to be mekabel naziris? It's because it's mili. You can't make a shliach to do something that only involves talking. You can only make a shliach to do something that involves maisa. It's all because of mili loy mamser and l'shliach. So zok t'chsam soif, it's pasha to me that even though I can't make a shliach to be makabel naziris, because that's mili loy mamser and l'shliach. But if I want to make a shliach to be makabel naziris, b'ksiva, that already maybe I could do, because being that it involves a maisa, it's not going to be mili loy mamser and l'shliach. If I can make a shliach to be makabel naziris b'maisa, it comes out it's isa b'shlichos. If it's isa b'shlichos, it's isa b'tanai. So weiter, I can make the neder, I can make the shvu, I can make the naziris b'tanai. What was the tzad you shouldn't be able to make it b'tanai? Toisus kasha. What was toisus kasha? It's less of b'shlichos. Sofer, it's only lesser b'shlichos because it's mili. It's only mili if I didn't write it. If I wrote it, there's a ma'isa. If there's a ma'isa, it's not mili anymore. If it's not mili anymore, then l'chura, at first glance, I should be able to. Bottom line is, l'chsam Sofer, in this tshuva and other tshuvas as well, he assumes for a davar pashut that a person could be mekabel shvua b'ksiva. And even though Shmuel said, gomar b'libay tzarich sheyotze b'sfasav, that was l'afuke, just gomar b'libay. But if you wrote it down on a piece of paper, if you write it over there, that is something you would be able to do. We'll speak out just one other tshuva, and that is a tshuva from a goy Reb Kiveger. Reb Kiveger in a tshuva, and it's Simin Chavtes, he discusses it as well. And the tshuva really begins where Reb Kiveger is writing a letter to his nephew who's getting married, and it's amazing how Reb Kiveger, who was so makatzer, right? You have to harva to understand sometimes what Reb Kiveger meant. And every letter, Tzarchin Godol, Tzarchin Tzas, Hashem Yor Einai, everything has nuances, but he's talking here to his nephew and he's giving him a bracha before his chasana, and it's literally three, four paragraphs. I mean, this is prime real estate. This is Tshuvas Reb Kiveger, but to come to give him a bracha, it's not Tzarchin Tzas. It's beautiful the way he gives him his bracha, and I mean, he's talking to his nephew as if this is his Ben Yochid. It's unbelievable. But the bottom line is, then he says at the end, Va'ata b'ni tzur levavi, bal echto mikhtoiv lecha. You know, I wrote you a letter, but let me read in Abyssal and learn in Eichet. So he says, we were sitting, we were eating a suda, and we were discussing the following shayla. And that is, hine, hitzati lifneyan. So imagine, you're sitting around, Kivega says, I want to ask you a question. Put down your fork. So, put down the glass of wine. You're not getting that sipping. So Kivega says, a little shayla. If somebody counts Sfiris HaOmer b'ksiva, is it considered Sfiris HaOmer? Or is it not considered Sfiris HaOmer? You're mekayim the mitzvah. Do you have to make a bracha? If you did it, could you count afterwards with a bracha? Meaning, Sfiris HaOmer, right. Right. So could you count Sfiris HaOmer b'ksiva? Or could you not count Sfiris HaOmer b'ksiva? So immediately said Reb Kiveger, says, I told the Olam that the first Marim Makim that I think is Shvua. Could a person be makabel shvua b'ksiva or not? And at first glance, it would seem to be the same thing. If shvua b'ksiva is a shvua, that means when it says levati b'ksvasayim, it incorporates in the ksiva as well. So too, when it says usfartem could also mean ksiva. But if shvua b'ksav is not a shvua, then it's not going to work. So he brings as follows. He says, what's the halacha of shvua? So he brings from the Shev Yaakov. He talks about Nida, Barichos. So he brings from Shev Yaakov. Yeah, very, very good, very good. He brings from the Shev Yaakov that the halacha is, if someone's mekabel shuva b'ksiva, it's not good. It's not good. Not like the Chavis Yor. It's not good. Vehevi chavilois rayos. He brought bundles of rayos. Mitshuvas ha-marash dam, u'mitshuvas ha-re'em, mitshuvas ma-bit, v'cheinu b'shalos tshuvas tshuvas ha-deshen, v'huva b'sma. So he has a bunch of rayos that if somebody swears b'ksav, it's not going to be a shvuah. So he says, if that's the case, then at first glance, Sfiris HaOmer should be the same. However, he says, Omnam ha'oimid l'negdi shayos tshuvas chavis yor. He says, but I can't be mekel because I see in front of me the tshuva from the Chavis Yor, where the Chavis Yor said shehichmi le'inyan shvua b'ksav davi shvua mam. She was machmer as it relates to shvua b'ksav, and he says that it is a shvua. So he says, if that's the case, I don't know what to do. But says the Reb Kiveger lemaisa, I think the Chavis Yor might be a tois. He said because the Chavis Yor brought a raya, and you know what his raya was? Hakoisei b'divrei Torah tzarich levarich. Now the Mechaber Paskins a maharer b'divrei Torah ain't tzarich levarich. The Vilna Gaon argues, he says, v'yigisa b'yom v'layla, v'yigisa is miloshin hegyoi libi, so you see, that a mitracht and learn, it's a heiske learn, so why shouldn't you have to make berachas ha-tayrus? It's the roots of Reb Chaim. But the bottom line is that the Meshulchan Aruch Paskins, a maharu b'divrei Torah, ain't tzarich levarech. So if you talk in learning, you have to make berachas ha-tayrus. If you only maharu b'divrei Torah, you don't have to make berachas ha-tayrus. So said, stating that, the halach in Shulchan Aruch is, that ha-koisei b'divrei Torah, tzarich levarech. Zok the Chavis Yor. What do you see from here? Is Ksiva Dibur or is Ksiva Hirer? You see, it's Dibur. Because you see, Ksiva is treated like Dibur, like the Berachas HaTorah. So if that's the case, the same thing should be Le'inyan Shvuah. Zok Reb Kiveger, but I disagree. I think it's a Tois Gadol. I don't think there's any Raya. Berachas HaTorah is not a Tzushtal at all till Cheshvuas. He says why. He says as follows. I'll read it to you inside. Mishum de mitzvah saseh shal Talmud Torah nafka mikra de v'shinantam levanecha v'limadetem es b'neichem. What are the psukim in the Torah that say there's a mitzvah to learn Torah? It says v'shinantam levanecha. You should teach your
children, or elu atalmidim, v'limadetem es b'neichem, mishum hachi mimatinon hirer. You want to know why? The behirer le shayich l'lamid es banov. Because it's not possible for a person to teach al yidei hirer. When you're thinking and learning, that's great. You're learning Torah. It's beautiful. You're being davik takadosh baruch hu. But could you teach while you're thinking and learning? No. No one's being nana from that Torah. That's Torah that you're benefiting from. Nobody else's. As opposed to when a person talks and learning, over there, other people benefit from it as well. So it's for that reason that the halach of Berachas HaTorah is only for someone who talks and learning, not for someone who thinks and learning. It's not because when you think and learning, you're not learning. Of course you're learning. But the halach of Berachas HaTorah is related to the psukim of Shinantam Levanecha and V'limadetam Es B'neichem. So it has to be Torah that can teach. But hearer, which cannot teach, that Torah is something that's not possible to teach, therefore you don't have to make Berachas HaTorah. Says Rabbi Kivega, what about Ksiva? If somebody writes Torah, it could be in Lamedus he's thinking. In Lamedus he's not talking. But when you write, people could benefit from what you wrote. People could read it. And being that people could benefit, at the end of the day, Yidei Ksiva Yochel Olamid L'Acherim V'U Bechlal V'Shinam Tov Levanecha. Says Rabbi Kivega, it's true that you see in Berachas HaTorah that Ksiva is more similar to Dibor. But it's not because Ksiva is Dibor. Really, Ksiva is not Dibor. Ksiva is really here. Because the chiluk between here and Dibor is not here and Dibor. Is it Torah that you could teach, or is it Torah that you can't teach? And the only Torah that could be taught comes to mind is, by the way, an Aruch Laner that I once saw, Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, I think, where the Gemara says, V'Torah Pia Pascha B'Chachma V'Seiras Chesed Al Hashoyna. Freak the Gemara, Torah Chesed is the Torah Shal Chesed and Torah that's not Shal Chesed. Torah that a person learns for himself, that's Torah She'ina Shal Chesed. Torah that a person teaches, that's Torah Chesed. So the Aruch Laner says on that Gemara, Pia Pascha B'Chachma, the only time a person can teach Torah is if it's Pia Pascha. If a person is just Maharib the Torah, you can't teach Torah. That's the Hemshech. Pia Pascha B'Chachma. It was Pia Pascha. You don't have to talk in learning, really. It's enough to be Maharib the Torah. But Pia Pascha B'Chachma, only then is it possible V'Seiras Chesed Al-Lashayna. That's this Reb Kivega. The only time you can teach Torah is if it's Ksiva is going to be like that. Al-Kaponim, he said it has no Raya to Shavuos. It's interesting. The Chassam Sofer discusses this in another Tshuva. He discusses the first Tshuva we mentioned was Reish Chav. This is in Reish Chav Zayin. And here too, he brings this raya from the Chavis Yor. The Chavis Yor is raya from Birchas HaTorah, and he's doichet as well. And he says a dover nifla. He says an unbelievable thing. He says that Avada, maybe it could be that Ksiva would be like Dibur, not like, it would be like Hirur, not like Dibur. Meaning, I don't know if there's a raya to Birchas HaTorah. Why then is there a halacha? Why then is there a halacha that Dibur you make Birchas HaTorah and you don't make Birchas HaTorah when it comes to a hearer? Say Yishtal Su Gemar Masech Tzeirven. The pasuk says Ki Chayim Heim LeMoitzeyim. Where does it mean Moitzeyim? LeMoitzeyim BePeh. He says a person when he speaks out his learning, the Torah is going to have much more of a kiyum that a person doesn't speak out his learning. He says that's the reason that Birchas HaTorah you make only on Torah that you say BePeh. It's because that's the Torah that has a kiyum. When a person is Maharib Devei Torah, it's Torah. But it's not Torah B'peh. Al Kaponim, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, so you have this halacha, Maharib Devei Torah, and Tzarech Levarech, you have a Tshuvas from Kiveger. Why? What's the difference between Maharib Devei Torah? The Vilna Goyin's Kasha, what happened to B'vigisa B'yayim of Alayla? It's true, it's Torah. But it has to be Torah that's Shayach to V'shinantam Levanecha, V'limadetam Es B'neichem, Torah that's Shayach to the mitzvah of being Malami Torah. And that's only Pia Pascha B'chachma V'zayir S'chesed Al-Lashayin. You have to be talking and learning. Chassam Sofer said, because when a person just thinks and learning, that Torah doesn't have the same kiyum. Ki chayim heim b'moitziyeyem, b'moitziyem b'peh. Either way, Reb Kivega argued with the Chassam Sofer. It's funny because the Chassam Sofer in this next tshuva brings that he found that people disagreed with this Chavis Yor, and he was like very disturbed that the Chavis Yor said it. I don't know if he knew that Reb Kivega went not like the Chavis Yor. There's a tshuva from the Rebbe Behuda we're going to leave on the table, but the income of Kaimel Laharich.